Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to part two of a discussion about mistakes. I'm joined by Adam Collard and my wife, Lindsay Kane. I've got one for you guys. So what about at times when you shouldn't own up to a mistake? Are there times where the correct thing to do is, you know what, no one needs to know about that. Better in than out. Yeah, it could be a vocational one. It could be a relationship one. Because there is a school, there's something called radical honesty. I don't know if you've heard about it. Some people believe that you should never, ever lie. In fact, I think I heard someone on Stephen Bartlett speaking about it.
Simon Sinek.
Was it? Does he speak about radical honesty? So Simon Sinek, he's, you know, you shouldn't say, when she says, does my bum look big in this dress, you don't go, yes, your ass looks huge. But you would say, to be honest with you, I don't think that dress flatters you as much as another one could.
Yeah.
You should never lie. Now, for me, that ain't going to happen because I want to continue living. But I'm wondering how you... I wonder how you two feel.
I think, again, it's a hard one, isn't it? You can take a positive out of that. You're trying to look after the person's feelings, aren't you? You're trying to look after your partner's feelings, but you're still kind of trying to work around the honest opinion of, yeah, maybe that's not your thing, maybe. I think if someone's asking that question anyway, they might be looking for that answer. I don't know, Lindsay, if you tried something on or something like that. If you're asking that question, do you think you already know the answer yourself anyway?
No, I don't think women think like that. They want to be set. They want to be told, like, "Oh no, it looks amazing."
They don't want to be told shit.
They don't want to be told that. Yeah.
If you make a mistake, just be honest with me. Means don't fucking tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just basically writing this one down. Yeah.
What about, okay, Lindsay? I've got one for you. The car. You reverse it onto a bollard. You dent it, which obviously happened in real life. But this time, I'm away, and you are able to fix it. Pay for it to be fixed. No one knows about it, not even Min or our daughter. Literally, it's just completely fixed perfectly so that no one would know. So you've made a massive mistake there that, you know, my head would explode about.
I've done it several times before, Russell.
Have you repaired the car without telling me before?
No, the one that I sold, I curbed the wheels on it several times and I had a guy that came to the house to
buff it. Without telling me?
Yeah, you were away. You didn't need to know.
So you had a man come to the house and do some rimming without telling me. Lovely. See, that is a form of lying, isn't it, Adam? Do you see what I mean? It's a form of dishonesty, but on that occasion, maybe.
No, I'm not saying it's wrong.
I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I don't need to know about that shit. I've got a lot going on.
This is years and years.
Don't try and wriggle now. Don't try and wriggle. Don't try and wriggle OJ Simpson with your glove. Oh, it doesn't fit.
No, but it's not like, you know, I think in terms of like cheating or anything, I that's just unacceptable. But in terms of like, I fucked up the car, you know.
Yeah, but there were loads of mistakes like that.
The thing is, it was the same pothole I was going to, like...
All right, Lindsay, we don't need the full detail of the pothole.
No, but it was just really annoying. It's like, please. I should have learnt the first time.
We don't have the edit time to cut out your boring detail.
Is she playing the victim? It was the council's fault.
Oh, yeah, it was the council.
It was a council, but Cheshire Council.
Where do you sit on this radical honesty spectrum? If you made a mistake, let's not make it cheating. It's obviously the wrong thing to do. There's relationship issues. You need to sit down and have a conversation. But you've done something pretty bad. You lost your temper, yeah? You punched a hole through the wall, but you're able to plaster it up, cover it. No one will know. Only you know, and the emergency guy blasted the wall. Is it still the right thing to do to sit down and go, look, I'm going to be honest with you, I lost my temper and put a hole through the wall?
Me and Paige have this one thing, and I don't know how it came about, but it's ask a specific question, get a specific answer.
Right.
And I think this could get a little bit dangerous, but basically, I'm standing in Newcastle Airport ready to go to hers to meet our family for the first time. Get there. Turns out I booked a flight for the Sunday the following week. But there was another flight 5 hours later. So I just told her that I actually got delayed. But the reason was is because I was actually in the airport at 12 o'clock for a 12 o'clock flight, the other one. Yeah. So I just said that the flight was delayed. I really apologise. Can you pick us up 5 hours later for Bristol Airport? And it was all fine. And we still met the family. We had a different restaurant or a different bar because we obviously had to change the plans. And everything was swimmingly. So I told her about a month later.
But if she'd have gone on the flight tracker on her phone, that could have blown up in your face, couldn't it? She's like, it's leaving on time. What are you chatting about?
But she didn't have the extra iCloud space, so we were good.
Yeah. I mean, you're a bit of an entrepreneur yourself. You've started this sculpt business from scratch. You're out there putting yourself in the public eye, high-risk business, in order to drive bums on seats. Very much the same as a stand-up business, yeah? Not all stand-ups. A lot of stand-ups live to be on telly and be in films and stuff. But many of us, from Russell Howard to Russell Kane to all the Russells, we love doing live stand-ups. So I've got Newcastle, say, Tyne Opera House coming up. And yeah, I might appear on shows that are slightly risky for me to appear on. I might risk a question time or something like that. But ultimately, it leads to more success. Do you think we need to surround ourselves with people who are willing to make mistakes more to drive things forward? It's counterintuitive as that might seem.
It could be anything. I think every mistake you make, if you make a mistake in one of the stand-up things, or at least you might think it's a mistake or you might think it's risky, and you just know the outcome after that, don't you? You know if it's actually fast-forwarded, made you like some press, made it actually blow up, or yep, completely the other time. You're never going to do it again, are you? Or you are really going to do it again because it actually had more of a positive outcome. Whether it's a mistake where, I don't know, you find something out about Lindsay that she actually really cares about and you didn't really know. I think the type of person that I am, I always try and take the positives out of a situation, no matter how bad it is. Like that staff member before, like, yes, it was maybe not the right decision to make when I was 22 years old running my own gym and probably was a little bit up a height about the Love Island and being so busy. But now all of the 8 members of staff that are in that gym now, I definitely approach situations a little bit differently. So for me, maybe that was what I needed, that one time for me to then be a better boss, be a better employer for all of the other people.
Yeah. I mean, that does seem to be the case, Lindsay. This has been studied. So the people who are willing to make more mistakes initially make excellent entrepreneurs. But once you get to a certain level of authority, leaders who make mistakes are seen as less competent. So there does seem to be a tipping point where make your errors, screw up, do whatever needs to be done in the beginning, but you don't want to be seen as less competent, less desirable to work for, and less effective. And that was actually studied by Christian Thorogood from Pennsylvania State University. I wonder, in a world that we all have to live in now for our businesses, but us in particular, but you know, all freaking business, do you think social media has made it harder to take risks because this rise of being cancelled makes taking risks less appealing than they were before? For example, if I was going to post a stand-up rant about monarchy, for example, maybe I would have risked something like that if I was a comedian from 20 years ago and I appeared on radio or a live TV interview. I might have risked a little rant because nothing could go viral. I'm sort of in control of it. But social media has changed that.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, again, referring to me and Paige, like, look at us on Instagram. I think we're the quietest couple out of that. I'm really sarcastic. And like, I think sometimes my humour, if anything, I don't really look that funny because mine's by the by. I probably got edited out of Love Island because it was a bit too close to the bone at times. But I think because of social media, you know that there's stuff there forever now. So maybe people aren't as open. Maybe, like, I think sometimes some influencers and some people, I hate that word, but like, you know, people in the public eye and stuff like that, they can almost look robotic within terms of the captions that they put and the way they speak on stories and stuff now, because you've just got to be so squeaky clean, because if not, you'll get cancelled, or you've got to think about so many different things. Like at the minute it's monarchy, then in the past it is something to do with race, and like you just don't want to like put yourself in any of those like nets almost just by accident, even if you're not looking to be negative in any sort of way. It's a hard one, isn't it? Social media, you know, it's there forever, and even in the public eye as well, times it by 10. We get pictures taken now and within 5 seconds they're on fan pages, which just blows my mind.
Lindsay, I don't know if listeners know, you actually had such a phobia about putting yourself out there too much on social media she hadn't actually even uploaded a selfie till, was it 2020, your first ever selfie online?
I've never actually put a selfie of myself online.
So Lindsay's done videos of herself to promote her business, but before 2020, not even that. So a beauty business, not exactly a minger, if you don't mind me saying, Linz, and yet for the whole duration of owning an eyelash business, a successful business, did not once film herself for fear of it coming off wrong or having negative consequences on online. And this is the worry with social media. It can close down creativity as much as it can encourage it, right?
I think absolutely. It's such a scary place now. People pick up on anything. The one thing that I would say, though, and this is just kind of my approach of it, you cannot please everyone. You really can't.
No, exactly, yeah.
And like, I'm sometimes like, sometimes I really consider everyone out there, and sometimes I just go a little bit the other way and I just think, do you know what, as long as my circle know who I am,
yeah,
and know what I believe in and who I care about, and the people that I always used to say, like, I can change. And this was one of my main things that got us through after series four, because there was a big, like, I had a lot of negative press on it. Put us in a room with anyone for half an hour and I can change their opinion. I mean, the women's aid stuff and all of that that came off the back of series four.
What's that? Hold on, what are you talking about? Just remind us, women's aid.
So I think women's aid came out and said a lot of publicity about me and myself from series four, because obviously I was in relationships and not relationships, but I was in couples with all of these people. But I think as well, the thing that always hit home for me was if you actually look at some of the girls and speak to them and in interviews, all of them actually said really positive things about us and said, you don't actually realise how nice he is or something like that. It speaks volumes if the people in there are kind of saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Linz, what's the biggest mistake you made on social media? My biggest mistake with, I don't even know if I should talk about it, but I actually got away with it. I uploaded a picture before I went on stage without checking the picture properly. And that is, I mean, that's just, can just finish you in this business, particularly if you're a stand-up. And it was, I won't give details away because I don't want people to have to find the picture. But I thought it was just a funny picture of someone with a really big gap in their teeth. And the gap was so big that someone was waving inside the gap. And I thought, oh, that's funny. And I just uploaded it and went in. But in fact, had I zoomed in, the person waving was someone that was missing, seriously missing in the news. So the the meme I'd been sent was actually a dark meme saying, look, maybe this tooth gap is so busy, this is where this missing person is. And I thought it was something much more innocent, still a bit out of order on people with big gaps in their teeth, but ultimately within something I could get rid of. And my cousin phoned me about 10 times, you know, saying, get that down. And I took it down and got away with it. That's my nearest ever miss. But I wonder if you've ever posted something and not got away with it, or done something on social media and it's been seen the wrong way.
There's loads of things. So one of my friends who's in the public eye was in a party the other day, and it was just by chance because I was waiting in a hotel to go to one of these nightclub things, and it was like an electronic vape. But I thought it was something else on the table, and I knew they were at a party with like 10 other people. I remember I rang about 12 times, similar sort of situation, being like, check that photo, it looks like something else, something a lot more sinister. And then obviously she replied being like, oh, it's not that. But like, still, it's one of them things, isn't it, where you like sort of look at something, see red, and if you know the person and they are actually a friend. So I think it's something that you have to be super, super careful with, because again, you can get tarnished with that brush forever if it's just getting caught out once or getting like, you know, something looking the wrong way.
Have you ever done anything like sent a message to a person who you're talking about and then accidentally sent it to the person you're talking about rather than the person you want to gossip with?
Loads.
I've had it done to me. I've had a message sent to me slagging me off from the person meant to send it to their friend. And it's typical, I don't know what it says about my fucked up personality, but I felt sorry for the person that had sent it. I felt so bad and embarrassed for them.
Nah, you see, you're too nice.
I had to pretend I'd not read it and found it funny and stuff to make them feel better.
Mine is always screenshotting and putting, have you seen this? And then I send it, forward it on WhatsApp to the person that I'm actually talking about. That's my classic.
You can't get away with that.
I bet so many people have done that, yeah.
Lens, come on. You're being a bit quiet, Lens. Well, you must have posted or done something wrong with your phone.
I haven't, not really. I posted something, no, but I'm really boring with stuff like that. So like I said, I've only just started posting recently for business purposes. But like, I posted something like, is it a man's world in the building trade? Like I had someone that was providing something that I paid for, but he'd Googled me and found out I was with Russell and then put Russell's name on everything, even though I paid from him. Russell had never spoken to the person.
So it was Lindsay's, it was Lindsay's development project, her building project, her money, her business, and she was using her maiden name. And the guy put my name on the invoice and the stuff delivered.
So I posted this a story going like, you know, and I had quite a few men messaging me going like, quite aggressive towards me, you know, and it was like, they didn't understand why I was making a big deal of it. And I'm like, because Russell had never spoken to that person. It was my thing. It's quite offensive. Like, it's my business and it's my thing that I'm doing. Yet my husband, who's completely got nothing to do with this particular thing, his name's on all the things. It's like, you should go to Russell for your final payment then, shouldn't you?
Her actual words were, hey, how are you going to get paid? Why don't you go and find your customer if you've never met my husband?
Exactly. but that's the only thing where I've had men contacting me.
It's patronising, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's the word. And so that, but it's not very interesting. But yeah, I had quite a few men going,
Do you know what's a funny one? Which coming off holiday. So like, you're in a relationship, you really does. And I always find this, I'm a little bit old school, but like, you know, the bill comes.
Yeah.
And straight away, automatically, they go and like push it to like the men, especially. Yeah. I found this in Italy all the time. Yeah. But to be fair, you don't actually know what's happened in that situation. You don't know if it's like I've paid for three meals and then this one, because it's like whatever, you know, you go, it's the other person's turn or something like that. I think when you're in a relationship, I'm not a bill splitter. I'm like you got this one. It's cool, like whatever, like it's just one of them things, isn't it? But it is funny how awkward the waiter or waitress seems to get when like they almost force it to the man and then like the girl takes it and then they sort of like freak out a little bit.
Yeah, we have many of those where Lindsay's gone, thank you. I wonder if either of you two have had a relationship where it's had mistakes in the foundation. So something's gone wrong with trust or behaviour right at the beginning, but you've cracked on anyway and gone and built a 5-bedroom house on top of that shite foundation only for it to obviously sink 3 years later, which is what happened to me. I mean, I got into a very, very serious relationship and just kept thinking that I could paper over the crack that was in that foundation. The mistake happened 2 months in. The relationship was never going to survive that mistake. And yet I was totally blind and kept chucking more and more glitter on this wall, but it did not cover it. I wonder if you've got any experience with that. And can a relationship move on from a mistake? How long do you have to be together before you can move on?
I mean, I've had a couple of these. One, the big one for me was in a relationship, woke up half asleep, woke up to the person being on my phone. And like, it's 6 weeks in, you know, what do you do in that situation? And it was in my head. It was always in my head that was happening. But, you know, you try to crack on, but alarm bells are already ringing at that point.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's checking your phone 6 to 8 weeks into a relationship, you probably should have a conversation and see what's the matter anyway and what's going on, because there's just no sort of trust there anyway. And even still.
I'm wondering if it's even possible. I don't know of any couple that's done it that's had a lack of trust in the beginning that have turned it round. I can't think of a single example.
I don't know.
So we could save ourselves a lot of time, no matter how much we're falling for this person, to go, okay, the trust is fucked. I need to toughen up here and move on, because it literally cannot work.
I think it depends on the person personally. I know for my personality, I need to go with my gut and not go back. But I know that I've got friends who have had things happen and they've stayed in the relationship and they're happy now. So I think it just comes down to the person, possibly.
I think it's hard for me to get things out of my head. You know, it's not really the ick, but like, I go with my gut quite a lot. Maybe that's the wrong thing as well, but I don't know. Like,
I think it's important to go with your gut. I think so.
Final question, literally the final one, fun one. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made on a date? Biggest fuck up you've ever made on a date?
Ooh, that is a tough one. Biggest mistake. I mean, really, really simple. I got too drunk and nutted a girl once. That was quite funny.
That's a brilliant one.
Yeah. So
by accident or on purpose?
Hey, you're fucking bag of shite. Have that.
Yeah, that's the Geordie kiss when the date's going wrong. No, what it was, so it was around Christmas time. I think it was a Hail Mary to try and get a little bit of a, you know, winter girlfriend romance at about 20 years old. And I'm hitting 6'5" here and the girl's about 5 foot.
Oh, no.
I actually am a few drinks past where I should be for a second date. Go for a little kiss. Nothing crazy, just like a peck. Slip forward, take her out. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because obviously quite a lot, and it's the same for Paige. Like, Paige is not reaching me if I'm not going down.
So, hold on a second. When you say take her out, did she hit the deck or anything? Or how bad was this?
It was a good stumble and a lunge, lean back, like a foot had to go on the floor to catch herself. It wasn't a clean Tyson Fury knockout, but it was close, put it that way.
Lens, have you ever had any...
Oh, I just got too drunk, super nervous, got too drunk, and I was being sick in a taxi, you know. I'd never do that again.
I don't know if I can tell the one. I'm going to have to change a lot of details.
I don't know if you can do that story, Russ.
No, listen, I feel bad. I'm a forward-thinking, non-sexist, feminist guy, okay? But there's only, you know, if you can't proceed in the bedroom, there's nothing you can do, particularly as a man, you can't fake it if something's bothering you. Do you know what I mean? You can't lie forward and think of England. It's going to become apparent. So,
It's not me, by the way. This isn't about me.
No, of course not. It was a girl I really liked. You know, when it's built up to, it's gone past it. I'm not that type of person. I'm quite like, hey, man, charming guy. Let's go on a date. Let's see what happens. But if you've got feelings for someone and it goes on more than a couple of months and all your friends are talking about it, it goes into that, well, when are they going to get together? Richard Curtis type romance territory. And it'd been built up so much and we got so drunk. I even went back to hers and I said, I'm going to sleep on the sofa. I like you too much. Yeah, is that? this isn't me. I'm fucking Shabaranks Panani master. And she lasted till about 2 a.m. She's like, this is ridiculous. Come upstairs with me. And I'm like, this is fireworks and they go off. And this poor girl was so, there's no way of dressing it up. There's nothing wrong with hair. I'm into body hair. But there is a threshold where you can't proceed to the point. If you can't command your body to do something it doesn't want to do. So I, instead of saying, which was correct, I'm just too drunk, I think I'm falling in love with you, let's save this for another time, I'm sitting on it, I tried to do a drunken topery on a girl. And, you know, we never saw each other again. So I both hurt her feelings, ended up going at her with hair scissors, and we still didn't do it, and probably scarred her for life. Not physically, but certainly mentally. So I ended up hacking at this girl's bush at 3 in the morning with scissors. I shouldn't have done
it. You're joking.
But no, but I didn't. What? I didn't know what to say. I was like,
"What?"
Like,
you what? Said you said you would clean the situation up.
No,
for
I said to her, I don't know what to. I said I don't know what to do. She was like, "What's wrong? Something's wrong. Something's wrong." And I got tricked by the lie that just tell me the truth. So I said, "Oh, it's just this. I've probably got something wrong with me. I'm like a pervert with a fetish. It's my mistake. It's all my problem." She went, "What do you want?" She went, "Just do something." And she handed me these, and it turned into an awkward situation of me doing, you know, pubic topery. I'm not proud of it. Listen,
wow.
we're talking about mistakes. I learned from that mistake.
Radical honesty.
And I should not have given a girl a bush haircut on the first time we ever went to bed. I shouldn't have done it.
Don't do that.
It's a weird episode of Art Attack.
So I think I win that one. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. We've been talking about mistakes, and wow, and that's probably a mistake, me sharing that final story. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter and cancel me. We've been joined by Adam Collard and Lindsay Kane. If you've come here as fans of either Adam or Lindsay, please hang around. As you can hear, we don't shy away. We are honest as fuck. The details and the stories are different every week, as are the subjects. So do hit subscribe. Do leave a review. But don't write anything nasty, because that would be a mistake, because I will come round to your house and kill you. See you next time. Bye. And just keep it tidy. Don't shave it off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.